Foreign ministers of the European Union have criticized Turkey for energy exploration in disputed Mediterranean waters and for Ankara's role in the Libyan conflict. The envoys are meeting in Brussels for the first time since February. They're also expected to discuss issues relating to the coronavirus crisis, Latin America, and the Caribbean. With more on this, Sui spoke to adjunct professor Ivo Ganchev at Beijing Union University.
First of all, what are the most pressing and strategic issues that top diplomats from EU member states need to address this time face-to-face in Brussels?
Well, the main issue here is the coordination of the MFF, or the Multinational Financial Framework, which is approved once every 7 years. And it essentially coordinates the EU budget at the regional level for the near future. Now, this year, the MFF has expanded considerably for a number of reasons. So first, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the EU economy is projected to contract at about 7 to 8% in 2020 and rebound by about 6 in 2021. But even so, this is a big blow to the prosperity of the EU. So to mitigate this, the MFF this year is revamped. So although the base of the new EU budget remains at around 1.1 trillion euros, we expect an additional 750 billion to be approved. And that makes a total of 1.85 trillion euros, which should be financed through the EU issuing bonds over the next 3 years. Or so. And then this money will be directed to EU priorities through grants and loans. So the main issue that the EU is facing is rebuilding its economy, seeking recovery, and also promoting new sources of economic growth. And another issue in recent years that we saw is Brexit and other movements that undermine the unity of the EU. So it needs to focus on promoting its internal unity as well.
And we also heard at top on the global media agenda is the relations between EU and Turkey. So why have this pair of relations been identified as a major issue?
Well, I think there are two questions here. Why Turkey and why now? So why is Turkey a special case? So first, it's a longtime NATO member since 1952, but it's not in the EU. So that's been a discrepancy for decades. Second, it's demonstrated willingness to seek EU membership, but its policies don't really align with the way things are done in the EU. Now, third, as a non-EU state, Turkey can and does have independent foreign policy, which in terms of security sometimes clashes with that of EU member states. And this here leads me to the other part of your question, why now? So first, we saw recent criticism from the EU over Turkey changing the status of the Hagia Sophia from a museum to a mosque. Of course, it was originally built as a Christian cathedral, so that's a very sensitive issue there. And second, the EU is dissatisfied with Turkey potentially aiming to seek exploiting energy resources in the Mediterranean, which are in disputed waters, and that's an area where Cyprus claims that it has exclusive rights. And third, a long-standing issue is that Turkish interests sometimes clash with French interests, for example, in Libya, where both have a security interest. And of course, Turkey has historically been one of the regional leaders. So from the European perspective, if it has such ambitions, again, it's something that doesn't sit well with the EU. So that's why this week we expect discussions of potential measures, and these should be mild measures, to signal to Turkey that this rift is rather unfortunate.
That was adjunct professor Ivo Ganchev at Beijing Union University commenting on the EU foreign ministers' meeting in Brussels.